join Rudy, Robert, and Mary, call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection. And for this portion of our broadcast today, it's time for the 19th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 12th state in our nation, a.k.a. the Tar Heel State. And before we take you to the capital of North Carolina, a quick message about our sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Every traveler needs a companion, and whether it's the Platinum Connection that we travel with, the Max Light series that Rudy enjoys, or their crew collection and executive choice options, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
And Travel Pro, they created the rollerboard wheeled luggage, and they're the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage or looking for the perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at travelpro.com for all their retailers and specials, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed to Raleigh, North Carolina to welcome in the CEO of their CVB, Dennis Edwards.
Dennis, nice to meet you via the phone. We welcome you to the show and our Destination Spotlight on Raleigh.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
I would suggest that when people think of big cities between Washington, D.C. and, you know, down the East Coast through Florida, Atlanta and Nashville and probably Charlotte come to mind immediately. But every time we've been to Raleigh and the surrounding area, we've had such a good time there. And frankly, we wish we've had more time to stay. So Raleigh, I know it's the second fastest growing city in the United States. I'd like for you right now to give an overview of why that is and the diversity that you're offering travelers.
Well, yeah, we're actually adding about 47 new residents a day, and I think once people experience and they step their foot into Raleigh, they absolutely love it. You know, we're home to very near three major research universities, home to NC State University and eight other colleges here, so we're a very young, dynamic city that really offers a lot to visitors and residents alike, those that are interested in the culinary scene. We're probably the most progressive and award-winning culinary scene in the state. We've actually had five chefs that have recently been nominated or won the James Beard Award. We've got top 10 best restaurant in the U.S. Just nominated and won that by the name of Brewery Vivana. Got three new food halls that is new to Raleigh that will be opening up this year, which will be a kind of a new, interesting food scene for the Raleigh area. And of course, I know the brewery scene is becoming pretty popular around the country, but we now have 30 award-winning breweries and three distilleries and more coming every day, it seems like. So a lot to do in the area. We've also got, I think many people consider us the Smithsonian of the South, and
Which we love hearing that. I mean, absolutely you are. And explain that. It's a great area. And even your Capitol building, I know I've been there to a dinner at the governor's mansion, and that's a phenomenal place to go visit, too.
Yeah, I think part of it is we're very fortunate to be the capital of North Carolina because with that, we've got we're home to three North Carolina museums, which are all free to the public. One is the Museum of Natural Sciences and Life Research Institute, the North Carolina Museum of History, as well as the North Carolina Museum of Art, which is very unique. They actually have a 140-acre park that has a lot of outdoor art and walking and bike paths as well. But those, and like I said, all those are free, but we also have an outstanding Marbles Kids Museum and also a contemporary art museum all in Raleigh. So really, depending on what your arts and cultural desires are, you can find it all here. But we also are one of just, I think there's only 12 cities now in the country that have four disciplines of all four performing arts. We have our own North Carolina Symphony, North Carolina Ballet, North Carolina Opera, and the North Carolina Theater. And you can find all of those in downtown Raleigh. So it, depending on your taste, you can find just about anything you want from an art.
And you have NHL hockey.
I mean, why would you go anywhere else
exactly.
with all
Mary,
of that?
Mary, can you hear the passion
really
that Dennis
can.
Has?
Dennis, you know, you mentioned something earlier about the fact that you're in a strong college and research area. I certainly think
clearly
that keeps everything fresh and constantly evolving. What do you personally think? You just gave us a wonderful list of reasons to come to Raleigh. What are two things that you think attract travelers the most?
Well, you know, one is something I haven't even mentioned yet, and that is the live music scene that we have here. We have more live music venues than any city in the Carolinas. We have 86 venues that have live music virtually every night, and some incredible indoor-outdoor venues, and we get virtually just about every artist that's on tour, but a lot of up-and-coming artists as well. And so I think that just of any particular genre, you can find music here virtually on any night. And then also the diversity of the festivals and events that we have here. Virtually every single weekend, you can have some kind of a festival in the area, and whether it's an international festival or even
you've got it all covered. Well, listen,
yeah,
Dennis,
we really do.
This went by quickly. Folks, you've got music, food, outdoors, education. You got it all there in Raleigh. Dennis, really appreciate your time. And folks, you can find out more at visitraleigh.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dennis. Take care.
All right. I love the passion.
Well, that makes me want to get in the car and drive down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
Fly down.
We love the area, but, you know, those food halls, and he's right about that culinary scene.
And the passion, it makes you want to, you know, if he were in real estate, we would all be buying. So, again, Dennis, we really appreciate that. Folks, a reminder that you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. You can go check them out. There'll be 19 of them up there by Monday. And as I look at the clock, that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. But we still have another new hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.